Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk has declared a state of natural disaster after Storm Boris bore down on central and eastern Europe, causing catastrophic flooding. Austria, Romania and the Czech Republic were also hit, and there are concerns in some regions that more damage could be done in the coming days. Wojciech Koszk is a journalist based in Poland, and Amanda Privadeli is a journalist in Vienna in Austria, and will speak to both now. Wojciech, can I start with you, and good morning to you. Will you describe the weather conditions in Poland over the last number of days and the damage that has been done as a result?
Between Thursday and Sunday, that's when the most damage was done, because it began raining, I think, Thursday night, and it continued without any without a break until Sunday. So 4 days of consecutive rain, with some of the locations receiving around 3 months worth of rain in over just 4 days. So that was very, very big rainfall. And obviously, quickly, all these small mountainous rivers, because that's a mountainous region mostly, all these rivers have either over from the embankments, swept away bridges and so on. So the damage to some towns is substantial.
But you have reservoirs there, and they were built, I understand, following flooding in Poland in the mid-90s. So there will be a huge reliance on those reservoirs now, I'm sure.
Yes. Now, in the towns that were flooded first, the water has largely receded, and the cleanup effort has started, I think, this morning. And yes, the flood wave is coming downstream. And the main concern is that it doesn't hit major towns along the Oder River, which is Poland's second biggest river. And yes, after the big flood in 1997, reservoirs were built, and now the hope is that they will contain the flood wave before it reaches some of these major towns like Opole or Wrocław, which is one of the biggest Polish cities.
And Wojciech, are these kinds of storms very unusual at this time of year where you are?
Meteorologists say they are very, very unusual. The underlying cause is this weather pattern originating in Italy, and whereas it does originate a few times a year, it is very, very unusual for it to originate in September.
Mm-hmm. And are people, in general terms, are they satisfied with the response of the authorities in the aftermath of all of this rain?
Well, you're never going to get complete satisfaction in this circumstances. Obviously, some of the people were enraged at the government for the what they say was delayed early response when the flood hit very quickly these towns I mentioned before in the first stages of the flooding. Now it seems that things are a little bit more under control, but the real test will be whether these reservoirs built after the early floods, whether they will contain the flood wave or not. That's the big question. If they do, the aftermath, the overall assessment of how the authorities manage the floods should be positive. But if they don't, it will be there will be a backlash.
Of course. Wojciech, thank you very much for joining us from Poland. Let's go to Austria now and to Amanda Privadeli. Amanda, thank you for being with us, and good morning to you. Will you tell us about the scenes there over the past number of days? What has been happening?
Yeah, we have a similar situation as in Poland. So relentless rain since about Thursday, mostly in the eastern part of the country, so near Poland, near Italy as well. And rivers have overflown. In Vienna, the Danube has a really strong system to prevent floods, but other streams around the city have overflown. And yeah, the situation is still ongoing.
And you have in the aftermath of that, you have some flights postponed. And have people been able to assess the damage to crops, to infrastructure and so on?
Not yet, no. We have a few reports. So we've had reports about pumpkin harvest that has been harmed and some flights that were delayed, but the airport is not closed or anything major like that. even though it is in Lower Austria, which is the area that's most affected. We've had a lot of homes that were flooded, not only the basements, but also the ground floors, and hundreds of people had to leave their homes or evacuated. So we still have to assess the full damage. And it's still, like I said, it's still ongoing. So today there's still rain going on and things could get worse.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that, about what is expected over the coming hours.
Yeah, what we have is some damage to dams that are around Lower Austria. So the government is really looking into that and trying to keep the damage to go any further so that, you know, we don't have more water coming in. We have a lot of people still kind of trapped in their homes. This morning, we got the news that two men were found dead inside their flooded homes in Lower Austria, which is, like I said, the province that's most affected. In Vienna, the water has been receding, but we still could have some more rain today. So the mayor says that we're not out of danger yet. Mm-hmm. And yes, people are still very worried because it doesn't stop. The rain is not thunderstorms, but it's just relentless. It won't stop. Gusts of wind. So that's also very dangerous. You see things flying around the city. It's a strange situation to have in September.
And people have been asked to remain at home, have they, in parts of Austria?
Yeah, and most of Eastern Austria, to avoid unnecessary journeys as much as possible. The public transport has also come to a halt in many places. In Vienna, we have parts of the U-Bahn, the train, the subway, that go through the streams that have overflown. They're cut, they cannot be used. We have roads that lead to and from Vienna that are around this Lower Austria area. Also, you cannot go through them. They're closed. Some of the trains that connect east to west Austria are also not running anymore because it's just too dangerous. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the floods. We started a month with 30 degree weather, which is completely atypical for Austria. And in the west of the country, you have the first snow, really heavy snowstorms as well, which is very atypical and very dangerous because as the weather goes back, like the temperature rises, they're afraid now that the snow will melt and contribute to more flood.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? Hear you saying 30 degrees, then these storms and then the snow pretty much at the same time. It is a very unusual situation that you're going through there in Austria.
Yeah, completely. And we'll see the effects of this in the population. We have elections coming up at the end of the month. So we'll see how the Austrians will feel about it.
But this is such a major event. You would expect, I'm sure, Amanda, that those elections will be impacted by the response to what has happened over the weekend.
Absolutely. We're not sure how, because the party that is in charge of Lower Austria and federal government, you know, they could be hit by it. But the party that's the FPÖ, the far-right party, who's leading the polls right now, they were also very skeptic about climate change. So that could hit them as well. It's really uncharted territory right now. We'll see how it hits.
All right. Well, we'll see what emerges and look after yourself. And we think of everybody there experiencing those very difficult conditions. That's Amanda Prividelli, who's a journalist in Vienna. Coming up next, Brian O'Connell's going to take a deep dive into 1964 and explain why music buffs view that as a pivotal year.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.